Thank you and good afternoon. Voters in the city of Eureka had a few measures to vote for in addition to two closely contested city council races on Tuesday, and the key measure, at least according to public officials, was the passage of Measure Q. Mayor Frank Yeager was a key supporter of the original Measure O, a half-cent city sales tax increase with the revenue embarked for public safety, and on Tuesday, Mayor Yeager admitted he was nervous about Measure Q.
I was worried. With all the tax measures on the ballot, I had talked to a number of people that said that we're just going to vote no on all these tax measures. We're tired of all these taxes. It didn't turn out that way. So I'm real grateful for the people in Eureka that they realized how important it was for the city of Eureka to have that tax continued for another 5 years.
In the 2012-2013 fiscal year alone, Measure O generated more than $4 million in revenue for the city, money that the city cannot do without. And if the measure had failed, Yeager said the city would have seen steep cuts to services.
It was way beyond that. I mean, you would have seen us probably have to look seriously at closing the Sequoia Park Zoo, which is just a gem for the city of Eureka. We would have done everything we could to preserve public safety, which would have meant, you know, parks closing. I mean, it would have been devastating to the city.
Yeager also pointed out that while the bulk of the money went to police and fire, other key city departments benefited from the tax revenue as well. In local races, the city of Arcata had five candidates vying for three open seats on the city council, and those seats were claimed by incumbent Mark Wheatley, along with newcomers Sofia Pereira and Juan Fernandez. In the sole head-to-head race to fill out the remaining two-year term for the other seat, Paul Patino defeated Ryan Kaplan. In Eureka, Mayor Frank Yeager and Councilmember Marion Brady each ran uncontested and were re-elected. In the Ward 3 race, incumbent Mike Newman defeated challenger Kim Burgell in what was a very close race, with Newman pulling in 2,965 votes to Burgell's 2,591. Newcomer Natalie Arroyo challenged incumbent Chet Albin in the Ward 5 race and knocked Albin off with a convincing win by more than 1,200 votes. In Fortuna, Sue Long, Linda Gardner, and Tierra Brown won seats on the city council, and in Ferndale, Mike Sweeney and Doug Browner won the two open seats. Don Hively easily won the mayor's race in Ferndale as well. In Rio Dell, Gordon Johnson, Deborah Garnes, and Timothy Marks won seats on the city council. Governor Jerry Brown handily defeated Neil Kashkari in the governor's race, garnering nearly 70% of the votes casted in Humboldt County and 58% statewide. Congressman Jared Huffman easily outdistanced Dale Mensing in the Congressional District 2 race with 67% of the votes in Humboldt County and 70% statewide. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There are a total of 11 local ballot initiatives for voters to consider Tuesday night, and Measure P, which would ban genetically modified foods from being grown in Humboldt County, passed with 54% of voters voting yes. Measure T, a utility tax measure for the city of Blue Lake, failed at the ballot box, losing 53% to 47%. In Rio Dell, voters approved Measure U, a sales tax increase, with 56% of voters casting yes and 44% voting no. The countywide sales tax Measure Z passed with more than 55% of voters giving their approval. The measure passed with 3,000 votes to spare out of 28,000 casted. Residents in the city of Eureka overwhelmingly approved Measure Q, the half-cent sales tax embarked for public safety, with 65% of the vote, and it will sunset in 5 years. Eureka voters handily rejected Measure R, the minimum wage increase, with more than 62% of those casting ballots voting no. Eureka voters also approved Measure S, a $49 million school bond, with 55% of the votes. In Fortuna, the 1 cent sales tax measure V was handily rejected by 63% of the voters, and Fortuna voters also said no to Measure W, a school bond proposition, with 67% saying no. The Jacoby Creek School District had their school bond Measure Y approved with 55% of the votes. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.